All right, first intermission from here at the Wells Sports Complex. Our player spotlight is Braden Martinaugh. He is a junior, and he is back. How you doing?
Hi, how's it going, Jack?
Hey, it's going well, and it's gone pretty well for you this year.
Yeah, it has been going pretty good for us this year.
Well, and for you personally, after the multiple injuries you've had the last 2 years, you're finally healthy, hey?
Yeah, it feels so good. Injuries suck, especially in high school sports, because, I mean, you only got 4 years of it.
Well, and then you had all the corona shutdowns, so that sucked. And then you were hurt when we did get back, so then you got hurt again in the off season. What happened to you?
I tore my labrum, my right labrum, my shoulder, and it required surgery. 4 to 6 months return, and I ended up returning in 3 months.
You sure did, and we've already told you you're not allowed to play basketball anymore, right?
Yeah, nope, none of that. Strictly hockey.
It's got to be only hockey. If you're going to get hurt, don't get hurt playing basketball again.
Yeah, none of that.
Well, when you guys were trying things out in tryouts, different combinations and stuff, how did it end up with you and Sauce and Jaggy?
I don't know. I was playing with the third line because someone was going to have to bump up and play with the second line, and there's no point in me playing with them in practice because I can't play in games. So once I got back, we did a little shuffling in the roster, and me, Jagger, and Sawyer was what we were hoping for, and we got it, and it's been clicking.
It's the family line, I call it.
Oh, yeah. We got it all in our blood.
Well, you had a nice goal-scoring streak going until, of course, Hancock decided to clog the neutral zone and not let anybody score.
Yeah, that was fun. I've never done that before, and it was pretty great to get hot right on the return, so that was awesome for us.
Yeah, well, you guys got a little confidence going, you think, between the three of you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, we're playing our best hockey right now. We got our A game. We're going into everything with a positive mindset because, I mean, we've put up the stats. We just got to keep them going, just play our game. We all got the chemistry together.
Well, last year we were waiting for you to get that first goal, waiting, right? Then all of a sudden they come in floods. How do you keep your head from getting too big, man?
I don't know. I mean, just be humble. I mean, I don't really like bragging too much. I mean, I just think it's cool to be, like, just normal with it and just happy for the whole team instead of just myself.
Well, you guys don't have to worry about playing time with only 12 dudes plus two goalies.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, every other shift, you're out there. I mean, if you're tired, suck it up. I mean, that's just how it is.
Yeah, right. I mean, a couple of games this year, you guys were out there for, you know, good 12, 13 minutes of the 17 of a period killing penalties.
Yeah, the penalties kill us on top of the short bench. It's so hard. It's almost unplayable to, because people are moving back to defense. You got two guys on the bench, and, I mean, everyone's just looking at heads because no one wants to go out. They're so tired.
And then the legs start burning, don't they?
Oh, yeah, legs are burning right away.
Well, let me ask you how things are going for you as you get through your junior year here academically and getting maybe thinking of a career.
School's going good, pretty easy. I'm really undecided after high school. I mean, I could go into college, but I just don't know. I don't know about being in debt and all that, more schooling. I'd like to make some money, and I'm good with my hands, so trades would definitely be an option too, but I'm undecided.
Okay, well, we'll try to keep an opening at the radio station for you.
Yes, we will.
Yeah, right. So hockey takes up a lot of your time. When you have some free time, what do you do?
Hanging out with buddies, skating on their rinks, sometimes going out to the casino. Just do a lot of hanging out with buddies.
Going out to the casino, how do you pull that off?
I love making my sports bets.
Oh, my gosh. And you doing okay with that?
Yeah, I just won one the other day, actually.
All right. Well, you know me in the casino. It's not my thing, but as long as you're not losing all your money.
Yeah, I know when to stop at that place.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let you give your shout-outs here, Bill.
Okay, mom, dad, sister, Aaron and Megan Johnson and the kids, and my girlfriend Grayson.
All right, you think Grayson's going to be here tonight cheering you on?
Yes, she will be.
She, for once, doesn't have a game when you do.
Yeah, that's so stupid. All the basketball games always line up right when hockey plays. No one can ever come.
But yeah, but tonight.
Tonight, yeah.
Only no, show in town, yeah. Bill.
No games, no other sports, so let's get the hit packed.
All right, let's do it. So good luck this game and the rest of the year, bud.
Thank you, Jack.
Okay, Braden Martinaugh in our player spotlight here at the Wells Sports Complex, the Eskimos and the Jaguars. More coming up on the Eskimo Hockey Network.